This is the GameAct Hotline for June 25th, 2006, episode 40.
Hey, paisanos, it's the
GameAct Hotline.
Welcome to the GameAct Hotline. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up. We are your only source for video game news, video game releases, and a video game trivia. So glad you guys could be here today. My name is Luke. Well, welcome back to another week of the GameAct Hotline. If you guys are having a problem getting the podcast, go ahead and go to our website at www.gameacthotline.com. And at the front, I have a little place to go ahead and check out where to get your link. It looks like I'm having problems with iTunes only. So you people who don't have iTunes probably are still getting the show with no problem. Anyway, I want to go ahead and tell you guys, I'm going to the Casuality Game Conference that's going to be going on here in the Seattle area during the 27th, 28th, and 29th. I get to go to a lot of parties, and I also get to talk to a lot of game developers. I have a couple of interviews set up with Mumbo Jumbo, Big Fish Games, and hopefully maybe a couple with PopCap, but we shall see. So that'll be exciting, and I'll bring all that information back when I get it done and edited and sent out for you guys. But what else do I have? I also have some videos I want to go ahead and tell you guys about. Now, the videos I have for you this week, one is a video of, if you ever heard of locking, it's a really cool, interesting dance technique. And so there's this 10-year-old Japanese girl doing a locking technique for this band, which is a pretty big band over in Japan. So I would check that out. And also, I have a video from The Daily Show. It was shown this week that politicians were talking about video game violence, and they wanted to learn more about video game violence. And you can see by the show that they really don't understand what video games are, or are probably back in the early 90s and don't understand video games today or how they are rated or anything like that. So that's an interesting video to watch. I hope you guys can check that out. I think any gamer should check that out. It's pretty funny. Anyway, that's going to be it for me talking. Let's go ahead and get right straight to our video game news. Nintendo DS Lite's coming to the UK are stolen. Rumor flew last week that shipment of DS Lite units, estimated at $2.3 million, or 1.26 million British pounds, was stolen from a Hong Kong company last week. The shipment was supposed to be sent to the UK market. Nintendo confirms these rumors this week and continued by saying, Nintendo is making every effort to ensure that there is enough product available in the UK to meet market demand at launch. The DS was released last week in the UK for £100. Our next news story, controversial PSP ads will stay up. Keeping ourselves in Britain today, the UK Advertisement Standard Association, or ASA, have decided not to punish Sony after receiving 45 complaints over the ads. The ads are being run across the country in outside areas and have different sayings such as strong language and scene of sexual nature here, take a running jump here, and saucy emails won't get you fired here. The ASA tells Sony that some ads placed in some areas, such as the Taking a Running Jump Here ad that was placed in some train stations, were inappropriate. The ad agency responded by taking them down. Our next news story, Uwe Boll's challenge is taken up. German producer and director Uwe Boll, who produced and directed movies off of games, Alone in the Dark, Blood Rain, and the upcoming Far Cry movie, is in a press release on June 13th stated that he would fight any man who had given a negative response to his movies. Well, this week, SomethingAwful.com writer Rich Lotax-Kianka has accepted the challenge and will be fighting Uwe this week in Vancouver. Though Rich believes he will get a royal beatdown, many people in the gaming area will be rooting for him to beat this horrible producer and director. Our final news story this week, Sonic turns 15. We would like to wish the Sonic team and creator Yuji Naka for bringing us the fast-paced Sonic the Hedgehog game 15 years ago. Sonic has become not only a game, but also a cartoon, comic, and even a Macy's Day Parade float. We wish the best for the team as Sonic heads into the next generation of gaming systems. Okay, let's go ahead and look at our most anticipated games at Gamefly.com. Number 5, Grand Theft Auto Liberty City Stories for the PlayStation 2. Number 4, Over G Fighters for the Xbox 360. Number 3, Chrome Hounds for the Xbox 360. Number 2, Prey for the Xbox 360. And the number 1 top game this week is Hitman Blood Money for the Xbox 360. Okay, let's look at the top games in Japan this week. Number 5, Kahashima Ryuta Kyoju no Nao Keteru Otana DS Training, or Train Your Brains in Minutes a Day, for the DS. Number 4, Digimon Story, for the DS. Number 3, World Soccer Winning 11-10, for the PS2. Number 2, Kahashima Ryuta Kyoju Kanshu Moto Nao Keteru Otana DS, otherwise known as Train Your Brain in Minutes a Day 2, for the DS. And the number 1 top rated game in Japan is New Super Mario Brothers for the DS. Okay, let's look at our top games in the UK this week. Number 5, Pro Evolution Soccer 5 by Konami. Number 4, Dr. Kawashima's Brain Training, How Old Is Your Brain? By Nintendo. Number 3, Tomb Raider Legend by Eidos Interactive. Number 2, Hitman Blood Money by Eidos Interactive. And the number 1 top game in the UK this week is 2006 FIFA World Cup by EA Sports. Okay, let's go ahead and let's look at our new releases this week. For the Xbox 360, Over G Fighters by Ubisoft. For the Xbox, Richard Burns Rally by Ignition Entertainment. Krusty Demons by Evolved Games. For the PS2, Pirates of the Caribbean, The Legend of Jack Sparrow by Bethesda Studios. Micro Machines V4 by Codemasters. Rough Trigger Manacore Conspiracy by SVG Distribution. Naruto Ultimate Ninja by Namco Bandai Games. American Army Rise of a Soldier by Ubisoft. For the GameCube, there are no GameCube games this week. For the PSP, Stacked with Daniel Negarunu by Melin Media. Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest by Buena Vista Games. Micro Machines V4 by Codemasters. World Soccer 2006 by Sony. Juiced by THQ. For the DS, Hi Hi Puffy Amy Yumi, The Genie and the Amp by D3. Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest by Buena Vista Games. Sudoku Gridmaster by Nintendo. Conductra by O3 Entertainment. For the Game Boy Advance, Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest by Buena Vista Games. Babar to the Rescue by The Game Factory. For the PC, Titan Quest by THQ. Hard Truck Apocalypse by CDV Software. Outrun 2006 Coast to Coast by Sega. Glory of the Roman Empire by CDV Software. And our game for this week is, it's not a PC game, it's not even a console game, it's a mobile game called Super Puzzle Fighter 2 Network Battle by Capcom. And this is for all Verizon and Sprint Nextel phones. You can see if you've got an available phone at CapcomMobile.com. Okay, let's go ahead and let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll get back with our trivia Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
This program is a proud member of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit us at seattlepodcasting.net.
Get into your right field at Edmonds Community College, where opportunity awaits. Experience one-on-one attention from award-winning faculty and enjoy the first 2 years of college life at a price you can afford. Choose from more than 30 programs in the arts and sciences, then transfer to a university for your bachelor's degree. Register now for fall quarter and hit a home run into your future at Edmonds Community College. Get started online at edcc.edu. That's edcc.edu.
Welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Remember, we are a part of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit them at seattlepodcasting.net. Also, if you're interested in game design and game programming, visit Edmonds Community College at www.edcc.edu. Okay, let's go ahead and let's get to our trivia. Our first category is Bad Sports Celebrity Games. Number 1. This SNES and Genesis fighting game had you play as the player who just won a world championship title with the Miami Heat this week. Number 2. This horrible Jaguar football game has you play as Dallas's greatest quarterback and is also known as being one of the only three quarterbacks to win 3 Super Bowls. Number 3. This game off the basketball player Michael Jordan had you not playing basketball but trying to save your team from the evil Dr. Max Cranium. Our next category is Japanese consoles. I'll give you the American name, you give me the Japanese name of this console. Number 1. This is the Nintendo Entertainment System. Number 2. This is the name of the Sega Genesis. And number 3. This was the name of NEC's TurboGrafx-16. Alright, let's go ahead and let's look at our final category, Resident Evil. Number 1. This is the company that started the whole zombie mess. Number 2, this is the city where the whole Resident Evil story begins. And number 3, this is the actress who played Alice in both Resident Evil movies. Okay, let's go to our final question. Valve this week showed off its numbers for Half-Life 2's episodic content, and it doesn't look good. Their stats say that you've beaten the game in less than 5 hours, and only 15% of you play with commentary. Well, my question to you this week is, this is how many people, in a percentage, have beaten the game? Alright, let's go ahead, let's take a break. We'll come back with our answers. Remember, this is the Game Act Hotline.
At school, I found this magic lamp, and I wished for Disney's Aladdin from my Sega Genesis. It's like the movie! I got to battle sword-slashing thieves, and nasty palace guards, and ride a flying carpet! And I still have 2 more wishes!
Prove it!
Sega Genesis and Disney's Aladdin game cartridge, each sold separately.
Sail on, O ship of state. Sail on, O Union, strong and great.
The noise that you hear at the moment is the sound of the air raid siren.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
History lives all around us. Start your own journey into what came before with me, Matt Dottillo, and the Matt's Today in History podcast. You'll find us at mattstodayinhistory.com and in iTunes.
And welcome back to the GameAct Hotline. Let's go ahead and look at our game trivia for this week.
Oh, yeah. I remember when I lost my mind.
Our first category was bad sports celebrity games. Number one, this SNES and Genesis fighting game had you play as this player who just won a world championship title with the Miami Heat this week. And the answer is, what is Shaq Fu? Number two, this horrible Jaguar football game has you play as Dallas's greatest quarterback and is one of the only three quarterbacks to win in three Super Bowls. And the answer is, what is Troy Aikman NFL football? And number three, this game off the basketball player Michael Jordan had you not playing basketball but trying to save your team from the evil Dr. Max Cranium. And the answer is, what is Michael Jordan Chaos in the Windy City? Alright, let's go to our next category, Japanese consoles. Number one, this is the name of the Nintendo Entertainment System. And the answer is, what is the Famicom? Number two, this is the name of the Sega Genesis. And the answer is, what is the Master System? And number three, this was the name of NEC's TurboGrafx 16. And the answer is, what is the PC Engine? Alright, our last category, Resident Evil. This is the company that started the whole zombie mess. And the answer is, who is the Umbrella Corporation? Number two, this is the city where the whole Resident Evil story begins. And the answer is, what is Raccoon City? And number three, this is the actress who played Alice in both Resident Evil movies. And the answer is, who is Mila Jovovich? And our final question, Valve this week showed off its numbers for Half-Life 2's episodic content. And I wanted to know how many of you guys have beaten that game in their records. And the answer is, what is 24%? That's very few. I wonder how many people have beaten it before they started making all those records for it. Well, that's going to be it for this week. I'd like to thank you guys again for listening to the show. Remember, if you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, go ahead and email me at gameacthotline@gmail.com or show@gameacthotline.com. We also, you guys can go ahead and subscribe to us through iTunes, Odeo, Yahoo Podcasts, or be a friend with us at Podcast Pickle, or vote for us at Podcast Alley. You can also call us at our voice line, that's 206-202-4367. And if you have any comments about the show, you can also go to our website, that's www.gameaddicthotline.com. But that's going to be it for this week. I'm heading off to Casuality. I hope to see you guys next week with another edition of the Game Act Hotline. See ya. Come on.